Lexington, Kentucky, Georgia Southern women's basketball notched the first national postseason victory in program history with a 69-58 win over Northern Illinois in the quarterfinals of the 13th Women's Basketball Invitational on Friday evening from Lexington, Kentucky. Georgia Southern shot 53% in the first quarter, building a 23-17 lead at the end of the period. The Eagles then turned on the defense, holding MU to just one field goal in the second quarter and 9 points total in taking a 40-26 lead into halftime. The Huskies rallied in the third quarter, cutting the lead to single digits to end the period down just 9-55-46, but the Eagles closed out the win by holding MU to just four field goals in the final period. Taryn Ward's 21 points led all scorers on the night for the Eagles. Simone James added 11 points as well. MU placed three players in double figures, led by Aja Davis's 12 points. Chelby Coker and Tara Stauffacher chipped in 10 points apiece. Eagle of the game. Ward hit 9 of 17 shots from the floor and added 9 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 steals in the victory. She scored 7 straight points for the Eagles in the second half after the Huskies had cut the lead to single digits. Stat of the game. Georgia Southern held MU to just 5 of 26 from 3-point range in the contest. The Huskies came into the contest having made 248 threes on the season. Quotables. Head coach Anita Howard on the defensive effort against the Huskies. Our ladies bought in. We knew they were a good perimeter shooting team, so that was our focus. We wanted to give them hard twos and take away the threes. They shot 26 of them, but only made 5. I think we got into their legs and made them difficult. I knew our defense had to travel, and we're going to need it tomorrow to continue on. On the first national postseason win in program history, I want it, the win, for them. That's what I told them. We had 40 minutes to stop going to the left side of the bracket. They all believed my vision when I recruited them. We're still dancing. I know it's not the NCAA, but I dance to any kind of music at any party. Next up, the Eagles, 21-8, advance to the WBI semifinals, where they will meet Cal Baptist, 20-13, at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. It will be the first meeting between the two teams in program history.